Fiona Kelly is here with what it says in Wednesday's papers.
The pictures which dominate your front pages this morning are of the aftermath of the Taliban massacre on a school in Pakistan yesterday, in which 132 children and 9 teachers lost their lives. Injured children in their school uniforms feature in the front of the Irish Independent, Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun, while the Irish Times and Irish Daily Mirror both run with shots of a group of grief-stricken women mourning over the body of 15-year-old Muhammad Ali Khan, who was killed in yesterday's massacre. The picture in the front of today's Irish Examiner, meanwhile, is of candles being lit at a vigil in Karachi last night. The phrase slaughter of the innocents is one which is used in a number of this morning's headlines, but that phrase is also put in context by Robert Fisk in a piece in The Independent this morning, in which he attempts to explain how the relationship between the Pakistan Army, the Inter-Services Intelligence Security Police and the Taliban has fueled such a cruel conflict in this corner of the old British Empire. While the pictures in the front of this morning's papers are all generated by the massacre in Pakistan, most of the lead stories focus on matters domestic. The Times leads with the line that the ESRI has voiced concern over moves made by the central bank to restrict mortgage lending because it could curtail the supply of new homes. For its lead story, The Independent reports that Gardaí are targeting gangs behind a spike in burglaries around the country in a pre-Christmas clampdown. Paul Williams reports that Gardaí carried out a dawn raid on a traveller site in Blackrock in Dublin yesterday. 2 men were arrested and are due to appear in court in Dunleary this morning after a number of stolen items were recovered. For Radcliffe, abortion laws are far too restrictive. That's the lead headline in this morning's Examiner, a story which you'll also just have heard about in the Bulletin. The paper reports on comments made by the Minister for Health during a debate about a call to repeal the Eighth Amendment, which he said continues to exert a chilling effect on doctors. Difficult decisions that should be made by women and their doctors, a couple or the next of kin, where there is no capacity and on the basis of best clinical practice, are now made on foot of legal advice. That isn't how it should be, the Minister remarked. The Irish Daily Mail leads today with a story about the appointment of the former chairman of Young Fine Gael in Castlebar, 25-year-old Dara Loftus, to the board of Sulis, which is the new educational and training agency introduced by the government to replace FOSS. The paper reports that Mr. Loftus, who seconded the Taoiseach's election nomination in 2011 and is a neighbour of his in Mayo, was appointed despite not making it onto the shortlist of the 20 most suitable candidates put forward by a selection committee for the Department of Education. Boy 13 charged with knife murder. That's the lead headline on the front of today's Irish Daily Mirror, which reports on the murder of 53-year-old Jack Barry from Cove in County Cork in London on Sunday night, which you'll also just have heard about in the Bulletin. Elsewhere on the front pages, The Times and Examiner both report on how Brazil's Supreme Court has cleared the way for the extradition of fugitive former solicitor Michael Lynn back to Ireland. And The Examiner also has front page stories about how threatened cuts to Ireland's fish catch were averted at the year-end agreement on fish quotas, much to the relief of Fisheries Minister Simon Coveney. And there's also a report there from Anne Cattle about 80 bills which are to be withdrawn, which caused uproar in the European Parliament, including one which proposed that paid maternity leave should be scrapped. But finally, the Mail and Independent both reported today that there may indeed be life on Mars. We're told that a NASA robot patrolling the surface of Mars has detected what are described as burps of methane.
Fiona, thanks very much.